little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Our next topic is abnormal cervical smears. Heather is a 37-year-old woman who's recently had a smear test at your practice. She was asked to make an appointment to discuss her results. She's been told that there is an abnormality.
Okay, Heather, thank you for coming in to discuss this further. I know you were told by our receptionist that there was an abnormality on your smear and that you should come in and have a chat with us. Is that right?
That's right, doctor.
Okay. Well, when we do a smear test, we're not looking for cancer itself, but for changes in the cells of the neck of the womb that might develop into cancer in the future. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, doctor.
Great. Now, your smear test is moderately abnormal. So that doesn't mean that you have cancer, but it does mean that we need to have a closer look at your cervix, that's the neck of the womb, using a special microscope in hospital. It's a bit like having a smear test done, and it will be done in the hospital, but you don't need to be seen urgently. It would be really helpful for me to know if I've explained this clearly enough. What do you understand about what I've told you, Heather?
You have told me that my test was abnormal and the abnormal cells could turn into cancer in the future. So you're sending me to the hospital for another test, which looks closer at the cervix.
That's right, Heather.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.